Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So I'm kind of a sucker for stuff like this, and sucker's not the right word. It's like I'm a guy that always is like, I'm always like eager to be motivated, and I'm eager to like, you know, eager for quotes and for messages. Like I'm one of those guys that like I'm constantly like with my dog. I feel like I could we have a little treat jar. Anytime I even go near that jar, he's like, "What's up? We getting a treat? What's up? I'm down for a treat." That's how I am with like motivational things and all that, like advice, all that stuff. I'm always like, "What's up? What's up? What you got? What you got? What are we doing? We gonna talk? Give me some advice. Give me a quote.
I'm with you on. We're on the same page.
I love stuff like that. Do you see J.J. Watt gave the commencement speech for the University of Wisconsin?
Oh, I did not.
And someone on Twitter who was there wrote down the four lessons of J.J. Watt, kind of what they gathered from his speech. You ready for him?
Okay, yeah.
You ready?
This is good. Okay.
Always go with the swim move if you're trying... No. With them at all football related. Like, always figure out on third down if you need to. No. So number one, the path to your dreams often never goes the way you imagined. I like that one. Ain't that the truth? We all have a dream and we all have, well, first it's going to be this, then it's going to be that, and then there's going to be this, and then that, and then boom, son. I got the dream accomplished, you know? And usually it's like, well, then this, and then I didn't realize that, and then I can't believe I had to do this, and then that happened, and my Lord, I never thought I would go there, and then, you know what I mean? Like, but here's the thing, throughout that path, if you're not willing to adjust to the detour, you'll never probably get to your final destination. I like that. I like number two a lot, too. Nobody accomplishes dreams alone. Reach out for help and lend a helping hand to others. That, I mean, the idea that you can do it all by yourself is stupid. It really is. I mean, you need help. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to seek help. Because the reality is, behind every successful person, they had a lot of help.
Yep.
Had a lot of help. All right. And obviously I like the whole pay it forward thing, help out other people. I like that. Number three, this is good too. Because this is good. I'll explain it. Number three, the four lessons of J.J. Watt here from his commencement speech. I like the stuff like this. If you guys don't, then you know what? Get your motivation game right, right? Number three, you can learn from chasing your dreams, but you can also learn from your nightmares. Find silver linings on your darkest days. I like that one too.
That might be my favorite one.
I like that one too. Because you know what? There are so many times when life kicks you in the gut, you can't see it in the moment, but then after the fact, you know what? That ended up being really, really good for me because of XYZ. Or, you know? And I know it sounds like it's always, you know, whenever some people are going through some tough things, the last thing you need to be like, it'll all work out, man. But like, sometimes you realize you got to go through some things, you know?
Yep.
You got to go through some things. So I like that. We all have that moment that we thought like, man, why is this happening? It's ridiculous. It ends up kind of all making sense at the time. If you are willing to allow it to make sense, you know, you can just stay in negative Nelly, you know what I mean? And just be like, well, then you're not going to learn. And speaking of learn, number four, pretty basic. We always have more to learn. And I like that. I mean, the second you think you know it all is the second you are going to cease to grow and you're going to start failing, in my opinion.
You're right.
The second you think you know it all, because I would say that's the thing that I feel like I've learned with, I mean, all the things that I've really invested in my life, basketball, radio, TV. Am I the only one that feels like I've realized that the more you learn, the more you realize you don't know? I know that doesn't make sense, but like the more you learn, the more you're like, yeah, I know I got a long ways to go. I got to learn this. I got to learn that. And it also is funny, you don't think you got more to learn? Think about whatever it is that you do in your life. And think about what you know now and contrast that with what you thought 4 or 5 years ago.
It's mind-blowing.
It's not even close to
mind-blowing.
You know?
Yep.
So how about that? Shouts out to J.J. Watt.
With that cloth talk.
You know, I like that. Again, the four lessons of J.J. Watt. The path to your dreams often never goes the way you imagine. Ain't that the truth, brother? Number two, nobody accomplishes dreams alone. Reach out for help and lend a helping hand to others. Yes, sir. Number three, you can learn from chasing your dreams, but you can also learn from your nightmares. Find silver linings in your darkest days. And number four, we always have more to learn. I see you, J.J. Don't act like I don't see you. Don't act like I don't. You know I see you. Good stuff. I like that stuff, man. Good motivational quotes. Me likey. You know? Me likey. All right, we are, we're as wide open as Brandon Cooks was in the Super Bowl, boy. Brandon Cooks was open, wasn't he? Sorry, Jared Goff. I know you're listening. But we are wide open for the final hour. So a lot of me, a lot of you, 402-951-1620. You can email me, Nick at 1620.com. Hit me on Twitter at Nick Bah. Game time.